This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. We chat from time to time with Justin Rowlett from the BBC about a series he's doing on the things that, honestly, most of us haven't thought about since high school chemistry, if then at all. Specifically here, the chemical elements and the role they play in the global economy. It's called Elementary Business, and today's lucky winner has the atomic number 17, symbol Cl on the periodic table, chlorine, as we all know, of course. Hello, Justin.
Hi, Kai. How are you doing?
I'm well, but I confess just about the only thing I know about chlorine is that it makes my swimming pool safe and you can use it to bleach your clothes.
We will come on to swimming pools later, but chlorine is absolutely fascinating. I mean, this is a deadly gas.
Yeah.
It's a really powerful toxin, and it's hiding, lurking, if you like, in that most innocuous of household chemicals, in salt. Because as we all know, salt is, of course, sodium chloride. And what you want to do is you want to rip them apart and release this gas, which is an incredibly useful gas in chemistry and, of course, in industry as well.
Expound upon that for a minute. Give me the uses thereof.
They are almost endless. I mean, there are something like 15,000 different chlorine-based chemicals that are used in industry. But PVC, for example.
Polyvinyl chloride, right?
Polyvinyl chloride. And it, I mean, if you look around your house, you know, all your drain pipes, for example, are made of PVC. Your window frames are probably made of PVC. Yeah. Your floors are made of PVC. Your car seats are made of PVC. And that's just the beginning, because polyurethane, another, you know, famous plastic, if you can say such a thing, that's kind of sneakers, tennis shoes and stuff are made of, foams for insulation, all that kind of stuff. Again, chlorine essential to its manufacture. So here is this chemical of which is kind of in almost everything. 90% of pharmaceuticals, lots of agricultural products and chemicals use chlorine. So an incredibly useful thing. But that is just the beginning.
We were going to go back to the swimming pool, right?
Here's the thing, Kai. That chlorine smell we associate with swimming pools?
Yes.
I've got some bad news for you. That isn't actually chlorine.
What do you mean?
That is actually a compound called chloramine, which is created when chlorine combines with organic substances in the water. So you know when that chlorine smell smells a lot stronger?
Stop.
Are in the pool?
Stop.
You see where I'm going with this?
Yes, I do. Stop.
Chlorine,
stop.
Kai.
All right, fine. Justin Rowlett from the BBC. Thank you, Justin.
Cheers, Kai.
Sometimes it's better not to know, right? You can see what progress Justin is making through the periodic table and find links to the original series that he did at the BBC. Those links are on our website. It's marketplace.org.